Blog Talk Radio.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! My mom doesn't think I need to go back to school.
You have to go to school. It's the law.
You didn't let me finish. She doesn't think I need to go back to school shopping.
That should be a law. Go to Old Navy. You'll be voted best dressed before school even starts.
Old Navy?
Yeah, starting tomorrow, kids' clothes are up to 60%
off. 60% off?
Yeah, the hallway will be your runway. They have awesome graphic tees, colorful active gear, and jeans start at just $10.
Now you're talking. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 728 to 92. Select styles only.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. A privilege to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be here another week, and I hope you all are well today. This is Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullinex. And wherever you are listening in, when you're listening in, we have a lot of archive listeners. Welcome, welcome. And for those of you that are not familiar, you can actually email us, too, after the show or later. You can go to our website, realtyuniversal.com, ask your questions, have suggestions, etc. We will definitely get back to you. You can also email radio@realtyuniversal.com. And if you want to call in today, the call-in number is 347-945-5428, 7945-5428. It's a great time of year right now. Everybody's enjoying the weather. And today, we're going to discuss, if you're thinking of this is basically for people, if you're thinking of selling your home by yourself, or also if you're a new agent in the business, this would apply to you, because there's a lot to learn. And, you know, there's a lot of tips we're going to go over today that can apply to all agents at all, of all different, with different experiences in the business and time in the industry. But mainly, what's been happening, we get questions constantly over and over from sellers thinking of selling them home or their home. Should they do it themselves? Should they try for sale by owner program? Should they just go to for sale by owner sites, sign in the lawn? Can they do it? Can they save money? And of course you can do it. Absolutely you can do it. But there's just a lot involved and a lot to go over. So because we get so many of the same questions over and over and over, of course, we decided to do the show today and just dig in for the next hour and not split it up this week. Dig in and go over questions and answers and give you some tips in what to look out for and how to protect yourself through this process. If you decide to go it alone or if you decide to use an agent for full service or even an agent under an a la carte service or a menu program, this is going to give for the new agents again. Please feel free to call in too. We'd love your questions, and it's 347-945-5428. Really, really important to dot your I's and cross your T's when you're thinking of selling your house. So, what big thing? What's your goal? Where are you moving? Where are you going to be? Do you have time to sell your own house? Those are the questions that are really important to see. So if you've decided you definitely do want to sell your own house or use an agent on a la carte or full service, there's two different items that you need to know and be careful of. Nowadays, selling is so much easier because of the Internet. No matter when you're selling, of course, you need a ready, willing buyer. So depending on where you are in the country, and today we're going to be basically talking about two sellers in the United States of America. We have listeners that listen in from all over, but today the basic rules are going to be applying to the U.S., although we have a lot of common sense answers that apply to anybody anywhere. So some people think, well, I can just put the sign in the lawn and advertise. Well, it's really important to also know where you're going to advertise. So I'm going to just give you a brief overview of what we're going to cover today, and then we'll just get in and dig into several portions. As always, our shows are recorded, so if you miss anything, you can go back, download it, and listen at your leisure and get into it. You can always also go to our website, realityuniversal.com, ask questions, download information, etc. We also have a for sale by owner workshop kit that you can download if you'd like to. We've got homesellerkits.com, and you can get a host of information, which is going to cover, I think it's a couple hundred pages, and it covers quite a lot of items in selling your home. So questions come up and about listing, doing it yourself, not doing it yourself, going into the MLS, how that works, in and out, what's important liability-wise, when you're first selling, how you're staging your home, what you're doing with curb appeal, also showings, how to handle the showings, and every piece of it, because if you're going to go with the traditional agent and have the agent do this, the agent's going to handle all of this, except they're going to, you know, update you on what they need you to do and not do, et cetera, so that they can make it the process smooth. It's important because when you're, and this show today is going to be geared more towards residential real sales, not the commercial business. The commercial sales always entail having an attorney review your contracts and things, but today's show is going to be geared towards residential sales and how you're prepping your home to put it out in the best light and to not hurt yourself. So we're also going to go over showings, contracts, liabilities, not liabilities, closing, settlement, things to do and not to do. So, because we've got, oh my gosh, a list of questions here. People ask about co-op fees, agents, buyers, can I negotiate commission? Can I get out of the contract after I sign it? Does it hurt doing it as a for sale by owner privately, as an owner through the MLS? What about multiple offers, ability, appraisal, closing costs? Who pays closing costs? Who pays for the appraisal? We just have so many questions that I think the best way to do it and is just to go through in segments, and we'll cover different items that you need to cover. And as always, call in 347-945-5428. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to get right back into the beginning process of selling your home. Home by yourself, or if you're a new agent in the business, what to look out for. I've been in the industry over 30 years, involved in thousands of sales. We're constantly getting the same questions over and over, so we decided to dedicate today's show to answering your questions. Dot your I's and cross your T's. Please call in and answer your question. We'll answer your question live, or email us at radio@realityuniversal.com. Call-in number 347-945-5428. I'd like to mention again, If you want to contact us, many of our listeners are archive listeners, which is the way the internet works today, and people love to listen at their leisure, and I do that, it's the same thing. You can always contact us through our website, realityuniversal.com, and we will point you in the right direction, get you the help you need, etc. So selling your house is home is so much easier because of the internet, and of course you need a ready, willing buyer. So traditionally, sellers used to hire real estate agents. And I'd say even in the past 30 years, over 90% of the sellers would hire agents. Many sellers over the years would try to go ahead and sell it themselves. Many had luck. But the majority in the old days, as I'd like to say, prior to the internet days, would try for a few weeks or months, and if unable to sell, still hire a local real estate agent or broker. Real estate agents and brokers get to use the multiple list. And in order to get into the multiple listing service, which is a service that advertises to agents and brokers and also syndicates now because of the internet to many, many sites around the country and around the world. You cannot get into the multiple listing system, though, unless you're a real estate agent or broker. So as a for sale by owner, you have to sign up with a local broker who may or may not offer this service. Now, on Realty Universal, all of our agents and members that we work with in our network do offer this service. They can't be a member if they don't. So that's one place you can find it. But there's many, many, many people are doing it these days as well. So years back, or traditionally, I said people would try, and then they would use an agent. Now, even if you're going to go with this full-service agent, you want to literally talk to them about their game plan. You need a game plan, just as with anything else. If you're going to use Realty Universal, our network, or just list through the MLS, there's also then make sure that you're going to dot your I's and cross your T's, as we're going to go over this in the next 30, 40 minutes, all the details. There's also many companies out there that are not real estate brokerages at all, that are advertising sites, and it's getting becoming huge because of the internet and the profit I think the companies see out there. So many companies will advertise your property, and then you can pay an additional fee for them to place you with a local broker or agent in your area. And that's just called a network of agents and brokers that they work with. We have our network of agents and brokers. The difference with us and Realty Universal is you're going to be an agent right from the get-go when you sign up. On the other companies, you'll be put on, there's many, many companies out there. So one thing you do want to make sure is beware of companies telling you that you're going to be in a national MLS. It's 2015 now. National Association of Realtors is now proposing to put together with partnering with a couple companies of having a national MLS, but as of today, we do not have that yet. So be very careful if you're told that you're going into the worldwide MLS or national MLS because it doesn't exist in the United States today. So you're going to be it's important that you get into your local MLS, which is in your jurisdiction. Now, many states have more than one MLS because of the number of people and the MLS. Well, in Hawaii, we have three MLSs. In Maryland, there's two. Some states could have 10. California has quite a few MLSs. So, it's not to your benefit. It could help if you pick a local broker that is in your MLS and then they offer other MLSs in your state, that's a good thing. Just be careful that you're not picking a broker that does not handle your area. And I'm giving examples, in Maryland, Marist covers the whole state, but there's another MLS called Flex MLS, which covers Ocean City and surrounding counties. So it's important to get into Flex and, as an addition, go into Marist. But if you're in Ocean City and you go into Marist and not Flex, you're kicking yourself, you're hurting yourself, so you're shooting yourself in the foot. So these details are important because you want to know up front in your area, and they offer this program, you're safe, or you can go to Realty Universal. I'm not pushing Realty Universal. I'm just saying we've already worked out the bugs that way, so we're going to place you with one that's going to be in your local area. If you can't be placed, if there's an area that you can't be placed, which is very rare these days, then you get your money back. So it's a real easy process. You can go to realtyuniversal.com, list in MLS, sign up in your area. A local broker will contact you within 48 hours. And then the process starts. For new agents on the phone, that are listening in and listening to archives later, you want to go through and you want to make sure that everybody knows exactly where you're going to advertise and where you're marketing them, and if you can cover their area or not cover their area. And also, you know, go over these. There's all these questions we're going to go through now are going to be the same as what you would be doing, but the seller's going to do it. So, sale by owner program, you're going to pay a small fee, fill out the paperwork, and then get your property in the MLS within 1 to 2 days. It takes up to 48 hours to have the local broker contact you, and then once they contact you, it's going to be 1 to 2 days. The time period it takes for you to get into the MLS depends on how quickly you get the paperwork back, because the companies always need payment paperwork to get you in the MLS. If you're coming through a third party, a lot of owners go to these national sites that are not brokerages and pay for their advertising and then opt to go for the additional services. You're going to be contacted, or the local broker is going to be contacted. They're going to have you fill out other forms before they can place you in the MLS. So just so you know, when you're dealing with the real estate agents and brokers, if you've already put all of your information on a national site and then you're going to have to do it all over again. But that's just the actual forms are required. There's forms in each state required from the Real Estate Commission and also the multiple listing services. So these, it's not that the local broker is being difficult at all, because we hear that a lot. Why do we have to do this over again? The local broker has no choice but to do it properly. And this is what a new agent or a traditional agent, or if they're doing full service, is going to fill out for you. Because you're doing it yourself, you're going to be filling this paperwork out yourself. So it's very, very important. We're going to cover that a little bit more, too, that you go through the details and that you also fill it out to the best of your knowledge. Important, imperative that you actually get a copy of your listing for what the public's going to see and what the other agents and brokers are going to see, and read it with a fine-tooth comb. Look line by line, because if you add that you a washing machine and you're not leaving the washing machine, you'll end up paying for that later, because the information that you're putting into the system is what's dispersed out to all the other real estate agents and brokers and their clients or customers. And so if they write a contract and bring you an offer on your property and it says it's including everything that you put on the multiple listing system, and then you realize after you've signed the contract later, oh my, we didn't add the washer and dryer in the refrigerator. Oh, I forgot. It was on the contract and I just overlooked it. Our property doesn't have a solar system or, you know, a whole host of things that could be checked off by accident. It's very easy that something, and it's up to you to make sure that a deal breaker later, or they can come and say, hey, we've signed a contract. You said you were leaving all the appliances. We want all the appliances, or we're going to sue you. So there's a lot of little details that must be covered in detail to cover yourself and the liability. Very, very important too. So the paperwork is going to be super important that you go in and double check. After it's listed, double check it, because when you're turning paperwork over that's being processed, the processes are just going by the information that you gave. Some sellers say, well, how much do I disclose? What's too much? What's too little? If you have anything wrong with your property, please disclose it. Don't take and then having an issue later. You know, when we get over into contracts, we'll be bringing up an as-is addendum, which I strongly suggest that you always add an as-is addendum to your contracts once you've received a contract. I wouldn't take the risk on not. That's something you can talk to an attorney about. We're not allowed to give legal advice, but it's super important that you add the as-is addendum. And when you're first marketing the property, if you put just as is, somebody may say, what's wrong with your property? And you want to let them know that there's nothing wrong with the property. We just are going to cover as is because of liability. Later, we want you to get home inspections. We want you to do your due diligence And if there's any issues, then you would find out now, but we're not aware of any issues. Sometimes when you see a property advertised and it says as is, it could be a dilapidated falling down. So many owners do not put the as is in their advertising, then add it in no later than when you have a contract of sale to cover yourself. And again, if a buyer understands what it is, they're not going to be afraid of it. You have situations where people think that it's you're not willing to fix anything at all if something comes up. And what they need to know and understand is that if something comes up, you're going to you still have the option to fix it, or they can get out of the contract. So that's really important to know. So so in the paperwork, that's going to be huge to make sure you're dotting your I's, crossing your T's. Check the MLS, make sure you're in the proper place. Find out where the companies syndicate. Find out if you're going to be getting all the calls or how they're handling the calls, how the showings are handled. Many of the MLSs will not let your information be publicized on the MLS. They will put in the private remarks, so that's really important. Getting back to the MLS and questions that everybody needs to go over, when you're first listing your property, and it is a good point, if you have any problems, definitely if you have any problems with your property, you want to disclose it. You know, definitely don't try to hide anything at all. It's important. So when we go in and we've got your stage in your house, your paperwork, you're going to get ready for showings. And we're going to go over showings and contracts and closing next. When you're filling out your paperwork, a lot of sellers wonder what they should offer buyers, you know, the selling agents for the co-op fee. Some sellers say they don't even want to offer a fee at all. And my premise is always, my belief has always been to go ahead and offer. You want everybody to work with you. So we usually recommend a 3% co-op courtesy, but it's not necessary. You don't have to offer 3%, but it's a good idea to get everybody working with you. We're not allowed to discuss commission rate. 2.5% many times seems common and normal. You can't prescription commission cannot be prescribed by law. So you cannot be forced to offer anything that you don't want to offer. It's just a lot of the MLSs will not allow anyone to put in zero. So that's something you want to look over. My feeling, though, is you really want to have everybody working with you. So if you do that, then you've got the buyers. The buyers are looking. The agents are working with you. Everybody's trying to do it. So one, if you're in a limited service listing program, and that's the for sale by owner program, you're not 100% a for sale by owner. So even though you're selling it by yourself, you're using the assistance of the brokers. So but that is important, I think, to offer a good commission. Another thing I want to mention, though, is it's really important to do it out of the gate, because your first 6 weeks in selling is going to be huge, that you price your house right, that you offer a decent amount, instead of some people want to offer a lower amount and then they offer more later, and then it's hard to – a lot of the agents and brokers in the area has already seen it come out of the gate at a lower amount. So get your property. You want to definitely advertise and get it out to as many places as you can as possible and find out how that's going to be handled. Pictures as possible. A picture is worth 1,000 words, and it's true. A lot of people these days are looking on the Internet. They're looking on their smartphones before they even come to your house. And so your presentation, what it looks like, that the photos look good, the listing looks good, you've elaborated on your remarks, what's staying, what's not going. It's very important to get as much detail out as possible. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. are back. It's Natalie Mullenix with Realty Universal Radio. The call-in number is 347-945-5428. Thinking of selling your home by yourself or your new agent in the business, we're just going over what to look out for. We get so many questions that we just decided to go through it and answer the questions today. And so when you're getting your property ready for showings, you want to definitely declutter, and you may want to have somebody stage your property. Some sellers, depending on where you are and your time frame for moving, it's really good to stage your home before you sell it, but some people are in predicaments where they need to sell quickly, and they're not going to be able to put a lot of expense into it, depending on the condition of your home. So the biggest thing is to get in and declutter, start packing, start moving your items so that you can get going. And people, even though, you know, we live in our homes and it's really nice to have our personal effects in our homes, the buyers that are coming through really need to be able to place their effects or furniture or items, whatever they need. They need to be able to visualize it. So the more neutral you have your home and the more cleared out, the better. Lighting's important so they can see everything. But I just don't want you, if you really need to sell, to let that stop you from moving to the next phase, you know, if you do have a lot of clutter and it's not going to stage really well. The biggest thing is get a bunch of boxes and try to set it up and get going. On showing, very, very important, and this happens with for sale by owners a lot, people ask us if they should go walk through with people. When I say for sale by owners, and it's for sale by owner limited service if you're getting into it yourself, they want to know if they should walk through, go with people. And the big answer is no, no, no. You have to be careful because on showings, you want to make sure you know who's coming in. So if they're coming in with an agent, then you could just let them in and let the agent take them around. Always offer that you'll be available for questions at the end. But then I would get out of the way, go outside, take a quick walk, let them have their freedom. If doesn't have an agent, of course, there's a safety issue, which we're going to cover in a little bit too. You want to really make sure you've checked them out. You're not showing by yourself, or if you are, you've checked them out and confirm that they're legitimate, because there is an issue here with opening up your house to advertising and marketing in the public. So you want to be careful. But best thing you do, though, is if they don't have an agent, then you want to take them through that house, point out items, and then say, you know, if you'd like to go through alone again, feel free. I want you to feel at home, because people need to take time to look at your home. They need to feel it. They need to place furniture. It's almost like I liken it to when somebody's buying clothes and somebody says, do you need any help? And you're like, no, 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 or maybe they do. So it's really important to give them that space to do that. Make sure you know who it is. But the worst thing you can do, please, is say, come on, I'm taking you through. And the agent, or we've had people tell the agent to sit down and then the owner takes them through. You don't want to do that. Let them go through by themselves or with their agent. Always, of course, make sure you don't have any money, jewelry, anything that could be stolen. You want to make sure that that's all locked up and put away. Cover yourself. Other item we have, can I get out of a contract after I sign it? So we're gonna skip over to contracts right now. When you're putting your home on the market, there's certain areas that you should do yourself, and there's some areas that you shouldn't do yourself. Contracts, negotiating, are areas that you really should hire an attorney to actually review the contracts, a real estate attorney, because, of course, attorneys specialize in their own field, so I wouldn't recommend just a general attorney. I think it's important that they're used to the industry. Actually utilize one of the agents or brokers that you're working with. I know in the Realty Universal Network, a lot of the brokers will charge a small fee to review the contract. In our brokerages, we do that too. Well, there's a small fee to have an agent or broker review the contract for you. It's really important. You're saving thousands of dollars selling it yourself, and that's just not an area that it's a good idea to. It's not an area that it's a good another area, you have to make sure you don't say too much. So when it comes back to the contracts, I do want to point out, and you can check with an attorney, that you always, always add an as-is addendum to the contract. Different states have different rules. You actually even have county ordinances, county rules. There's county, city, there's state, there's federal rules. Like, for example, lead paint addendum. Lead paint addendums have to be kept on file for 3 years after you close or settle on your property, regardless of if you're a for sale by owner or you're doing it through a real estate brokerage. So because of that, these are the areas that when you're going to do it yourself, just make sure you're covering the other areas. Now, one benefit of using real estate brokers that are belong to the local boards, which the local boards then belong to the National Association of Realtors, which allows us and them and agents to use the term realtor, R-E-A-L-T-O-R. If they have realtor after their name, that means that they belong to their local boards and the national, and they have to go by, subscribe to a code of ethics and or follow certain guidelines, etc. Now, a lot of the MLSs now will let a local broker belong to the MLS without being a realtor. So, but many, when you see them with the realtor logo, you know that they have access to all of this. Now, one of the beauties of belonging to the local real estate boards and is contracts and addendums and jurisdiction addendums, which are prepared by attorneys. Real estate attorneys that are, you know, do this specifically for the boards. Why is this important? Super important. When you're going in and you're selling your house, and that's why I say contracts and negotiating is an area that I don't think you should totally turn over. You can. I mean, you can do it, but just make sure you're covering yourself, make sure things are reviewed. In that area with the board contracts and with the other, you know that you're covered. So, for example, the lead paint addendum, if your house was built before 1978 or prior, you must have a lead paint addendum. There are a lot of situations, and we make it company policies in our brokerages to have the lead paint addendum added regardless of age because, and I'll give you an example, in Hawaii, you have a lot of homes that are add-ons and there may be tear-down homes. And I personally saw a situation where a builder had taken a home down, built a brand-new home, and he actually used some of the old wood in the new home in the rafters in the over top of the garage. There's nothing illegal about that, right, because the wood was good. But it was old wood. Technically, that old wood would classify that you need a lead paint addendum. So I'm giving you an example of how silly it can get, but it still is a rule, is still a rule, is it a rule. So we, you know, like to just go ahead and add it regardless of age. The big thing is always covering yourself and eliminating liability, right? You want to limit your liability so that you can sell your house, be peaceful, move on, go on to your next stage of your life. That's why it's really important to add the as-is addendum and contracts. It doesn't mean that if you add an as-is addendum and you hit something or that you're not going to have any liability. So you want to always fully disclose. Your contracts are really meant to be filled out without NA in the blanks, without any room for ambiguity. So you want to have it reviewed. We get the answer. If I question a lot, if I write a contract and I want to, after I sign it, I'm the seller and I want to get out of it later. Can I get out of it? Typically, if it's a binding contract, no, and you would want to check with an attorney. We've seen where it's typically easier for a buyer to get out of a contract than a seller to get out of a contract. So you definitely want to make sure that the contract's done well from the get-go. Double-check everything because, you know, there's items that are going to be in the contract that are going to hold up in a court of law if there's a dispute. Hopefully there's not going to be a dispute. But this is an area that I wouldn't just take lightly. People sometimes selling their home by themselves will buy a contract from Home Depot or go online and just print out, five-page contracts. And I advise against it. I'm not an attorney, of course, but I advise against it just because you you don't know if the jury, you know, you're just doing a standard agreement, but there may be other addendums and jurisdiction areas that you needed to cover or that you needed to disclose. Lots of times there's, you know, pollution or noise or something that's common that somebody doesn't know about. You want to make sure that you're disclose. There are jurisdictions where you have a lot of different disclosures that come up relating to land, lots, buildings, what can be built. If you're in a high rise and you have a beautiful view and something could be built, you know, in the next 5 years and it's on the master plan and the buyer doesn't know about it, they could come back and have an issue because they weren't told about it. So there's just a lot of different things that come up that you would want to suggest that they add, a specific addendum or contract or wording to cover it. So that's just an area that I really stress strongly, that if you're selling your home by yourself and you're a new agent in the business, a broker or a manager is going to have to review your contracts. But if not, that's not everywhere. You want to make sure that that's really covered. So I don't advise skimping on that. And there's, like I said, too, it's easier for a buyer to get out of a contract than it is for a seller to get out of a contract. So that contract's serious. So, you know, when you put your house on the market, if you don't get the price you want and you decide and you change your mind, you can take your house off the market. But it's once you've signed and settled, once you've signed and agreed to everything, that's a different story. Question here, they've got doing it as a for sale by owner privately. I think, you know, a lot of people have a ready, willing, able buyer, and if you have a ready, willing, able buyer already, then you might as well sell it privately and get the paperwork done so that you can do it that way. Now, a lot of the programs we offer, the Realty Universal Network is a network tied in with agents and brokers that offer different programs, so you may be able to even contact the agent or broker, and I know you can go through Realty Universal, too, to see if, who can prepare a contract for you, or also hire a local attorney. So it's definitely lots of things to look at. When you're also, be very careful. Somebody says about when they're having showings, safety is a huge part. If you're having an open house, it's recommended not to do it alone. And always have people sign in before you let them go through your house. There's, you know, typical things to cover yourself to be able to protect yourself. So if somebody signs in, can you please sign in our sign-in sheet, and then once you sign in, I'll take you through, take them through quickly, and then let them go through. Not an open house, because it's not a scheduled appointment, you don't really know the people, I wouldn't just let everybody just walk through on their own unless somebody's else with, you know, kind of watching over what's going on. That's a little bit different than just a scheduled private showing where somebody, we have all their information. If somebody says, no, I don't want to sign in the sign-in sheet, I would say, well, then you can't go through because we, you know, for safety, et cetera, we definitely need people to sign in. You may be thinking, well, a criminal might just make up a name and whatever. And, yes, they can, but a lot of times from – and that's another item that's important to cover when you're doing showings and you're doing it as a for sale by owner or as a for sale by owner in a limited service program through the real estate brokerages that offer this program. Always have a sign-in sheet, and on the sign-in sheet, you want to put the name, address, contact information, email. Are you and then also, are you working with an agent, yes or no? Very, very important, because if you sign the multiple listing agreement and you put it in the MLS and you say you're going to pay, say, a 3% co-op to an agent, and a buyer comes through and they said they don't have an agent, and then they come back later wanting to use an agent, you could have to pay a fee. So you want documentation if they clearly said to you, I don't have an agent, I'm not going to. They clearly say that they don't have one and they come back later, then you can say, well, I have my sign-in sheet here, and it showed that you weren't working with anybody. And you want to cover yourself, otherwise you're stuck having to pay a fee. So that's definitely very, very important. Somebody's asking, who pays the appraisal? Now, appraisal is different than a market analysis. If you want to have a local broker or an agent give you a market analysis, or typically the tax assessments have been off the last couple of years. They're not always right on the money. Lots of places are selling for more than the assessments. When you're in a buyer's market, it goes the opposite way. But market analysis is when somebody's going to just give you opinion. They're going to show you what the properties have sold for in the area. An appraisal is actually has to be done by a certified appraiser. So if you have an appraisal done prior to selling your house, you can do that to get the value, but it's not necessary. It's just as easy to get a market analysis and look at what the comparables are. An appraiser is going to look at the comps too. But once you're in contract and once you've already gone to the table, the buyer's going to pay for the appraisal. That's pretty customary. Closing costs, another question. Who pays the closing costs? Depending on what state you're in, lots of the closing costs are split equally between the buyer and seller. On new homes, many times the new home developer has the buyer pay all of the closing costs. But typically, standard as a rule of thumb on residential resale, the buyers and the sellers split the closing costs. You get into termite reports, inspections. It depends. It really depends on what area you're in, as far as who usually does that. And that's another thing you can ask. If you're working with the local brokers and agents that offer the menu programs, then you can actually standard in your area. For those of you that sold many homes by yourselves, it's easy. You know the ropes. It's just these certain areas to cover yourself and be careful with what you're doing. It's very, very important. And look, we have so many questions, and that's why time runs out so fast on the show. I can't believe it. So the big thing is paperwork. Be really careful in the beginning. Dot your I's, cross your T's. Remember, if you're using the menu programs, they're going by the information you're giving them. It's also a good idea to offer a warranty if you want to do it. There's home buyer warranties that you may want to offer, home seller warranties that you can look at. Definitely double-check everything, the contract. Showings, be super, super careful. Just going through this again. Be very careful on the showings to make sure you know who's coming in, who's not coming in, staging. Now, this is when you go into the advertising sites and then you go in and you sell your house through the limited service listings. It's really important to communicate with the agent and broker and realize you're getting the benefit of being able to do this and save thousands of dollars. The agents and brokers who are offering it aren't doing the full service. And I know, for example, in our brokerage, we offer the full service and we have a 1% program. So if they're doing the full service, then they're going to be available for everything. So it's important to understand that you may have to pay a la carte for other information, but it's got to be done as a win-win. Because companies can't do it all for free and then not get paid. So just if you it's important to respect that and go through and work with the company to make sure you're covering everything as well. Then when you get into closing, depending on where you are, it's very important that you've talked with your accountant and your attorney so you know what other taxes and other fees that you may have to pay. Lots of times if you're an out-of-state owner, you're going to have to pay HARPTA, FARPTA, and other taxes for out-of-state owners, depending if you're out-of-state, out-of-the-country owner. So you want to be aware of these items when you're planning to go in and sell your house on your own. Are you doing a 1031 exchange? Are you covering, there's different things that have time limits with them. So you want to make sure you look at it from beginning to end so you know what your costs are going to be, what your outlay is going to be. And it's fun, though, because if you do all this and you do it from beginning to end, you can plan and you can make this situation. It doesn't have to be uncomfortable and have fun with it. If you have children, get them involved. I don't want to say bribe them to clean their room, but maybe you can offer treats or offer something. Hey, when the house sells, because we're having to go through all this, we're going to take a trip, or we're going to go to our favorite restaurant, or you're going to get something they want, or buy what, it's really nice to make it more of a family affair and have fun with it. Call-in number again is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. I'm going to do a recap here. Paperwork comes up a lot, the co-op fee. My feeling is offer a co-op fee because you're still saving. If you're selling a $500,000 house and it would be 6% commission would be $30,000, your $1,000 less the flat fee you paid, $500 or whatever, whatever you paid. And having everybody work with you is great. And it makes it for a win-win. A lot of the buyers are seeing properties without the agents these days, so you still have the benefit. You want to make sure that you have an exclusion to sell it yourself, though, if you're going to go through a menu program through one of the companies. Again, realtyuniversal.com, we can answer questions for you as well and put you in touch with other agents and brokers that offer these programs. So selling, staging, showings, you want to think of safety, make sure you have the sign-in sheets. Don't walk through with everybody if you can't. You know, give them space, but, of course, you have to keep it in perspective. If it's an open house, you're going to have to kind of follow through. Definitely add the as-is addendum to your contracts. Well, no, you're not trying to scare them away. You're just covering yourself because when you sell, you want to go on and you don't want it coming back to haunt you for something maybe you didn't know. There's things that can come up. People rip out walls and do work later and find out something was wrong that truly there's no way you would have known. So you just want to cover yourself and be careful. Of course, the biggest thing is pricing. I'm just trying to think what other questions we've got. We just tried to take all these questions and put it into a way to cover your questions. And see, I've been in the business so long that I'm just so used to it that I think that everybody knows the answers to some of these questions that sound like they're easy questions. And they are easy questions, but not everybody does, and it's easy. It's also easy to say too much. You know, you're excited, you're selling your house, the buyer's walking through, and they're like, oh, you talk about their life, why they're moving, you talk about yours, and you know, you become friends, and then they throw out the thing, okay, would you take $600,000? And I go, well, maybe, or yeah, or, you know, you want to be prepared so that you basically ask them to put it in writing, or, you know, or if you say $675,000, there's just a way to do it without shooting yourself in the foot. And again, when it comes to contracts, definitely. So the huge points are details, double check, double check, double check. So you're not paying for something you didn't offer to sell, because once you sign that contract, you could be stuck. Definitely think of safety first. You may get very excited. Someone wants to see your house. Make sure you know who they are, name, number, call back, confirm the people. Definitely safety first. I wouldn't give out a key box code to a stranger. It's different if it's an agent. You can change that code quite frequently if you're using a regular key box. We are just about through. It goes by so fast. So can you sell your house by yourself? Absolutely. And the beautiful thing about today's day and age is you have so many tools to walk you through it, save the money if you have the time to do it, and get your house sold, and then take that money and use the equity for your next house or another project, and you absolutely can do it. So we're going to open it up again. If anyone has questions, 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. Conclude our show today about selling your house. And I hope the agents and the new agents listening in, it's really in the details and the marketing and staging and getting everything set up and educating your sellers, if you're the agent, or filling them in on the process so they don't have any surprises and they're a little bit more comfortable, because forewarned is forearmed, right? And it's stressful enough when people are trying to keep everything in order and make a move, because making a move is a thing. Oh, one last thing, though, I do see on here. I'm just grabbing me and tell me. Multiple offers. When you do get multiple offers, that's another point where you may want to have it reviewed to see, just because somebody offers a lot of money but the other terms aren't good, that may not work, because you want to be able to have the contracts reviewed to the end and not so you don't want to jump on that. So, you know, really cover yourself. So to everybody out there, thanks again for listening. I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.
Thank you.
fashion emergency hotline.
Help! My mom doesn't think I need to go back to school
shopping. You have to go to school. It's the law.
You didn't let me finish. She doesn't think I need to go back to school shopping.
That should be a law. Go to Old Navy. You'll be able to best dress before school even starts.
Old Navy?
Yeah, starting tomorrow, kids' clothes are up to 60% off.
60% off?
Yeah, the hallway will be your runway. They have awesome graphic tees, colorful active gear, and jeans start at just $10.
Now you're talking. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Balance 728 to 92. Select styles only. Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! My mom doesn't think I need to go back to school
shopping. You have to go to school. It's the law.
You didn't let me finish. She doesn't think I need to go back to school shopping.
That should be a law. Go to Old Navy. You'll be able to best dress before school even starts.
Old Navy?
Yeah, starting tomorrow, kids' clothes are up to 60%
off. 60% off?
Yeah, the hallway will be your runway. They have awesome graphic tees, colorful active gear, and jeans start at just $10.
Now you're talking. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Balance 728 to 92. Select styles only.